Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Okay.
Probably.
Maybe. I don't. Who knows? Let's find out. Okay. Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton. And this is everything you never knew you wanted to know about silly walking for your health. I just adore the title of silly walking. And some people immediately, their ears perk up because they know what I'm talking about. And others are like, that sounds dumb.
I just hear silly walking and I think of Monty Python. This is kind of going a little bit back for some people. It's like people walking to work in their business suits. And anyway, that's probably not what we're talking about.
That is exactly what we're talking about.
Oh, no.
No, that's good. That's you are the half that are on the same page and you just helped read in everybody else. So that's very good. So this dates back to a 1971 Monty Python sketch. It was a satire of bureaucratic inefficiency, which the British are great at satire. And this is a delightful one. It was John Cleese and he would wear a bowler hat and he played that British government ministry civil servant. And he was responsible for developing and deploying silly walks through grants. That was his inefficiency that he was promoting. So throughout the sketch, he's demonstrating and trying these silly walks. And so for those of you who aren't big satire, British humor people, what a silly walk looks like is the main one that most of us remember are you crouch down just a little bit. Most of them are in a slightly crouched position and it's a high step. Like you're a Rockette, but you're kind of angry and you're walking kind of angrily. So an angry Rockette, kind of. But they also have some little, like you step back with one foot behind and do a little, you don't go anywhere in a straight line. And it's these ridiculous ways of walking. And a scientist at the University of Virginia School of Education and Human Development decided he was curious about how much energy does that burn? Is that, it's not an efficient walk. Is it an efficient exercise? So Siddhartha Angadi, that's our assistant professor of kinesiology, worked with colleagues Glenn Gazer, who is at formerly UVA, it says. So he's got some UVA history. And David C. Poole, professor at Kansas State University. They all got together and decided, let's study this. They wanted to measure the benefits, the health benefits of silly walking.
Please tell me there are grad students.
Oh, I hope so.
Being filmed.
They do have at least one person in a video that does look youngish, but they did a broad age range. There's somebody who's a little older than me doing the silly walk. So They published in the British Medical Journal, and the result shows, and the character is named Mr. Teabag, that Mr. Teabag's silly walk does rise to the level of vigorous intensity exercise.
Oh,
I just the test videos, just Google silly walk and health and you'll see this video where they do a side by side with the Monty Python sketch and the people doing the silly walk. And it's delightful because, you know, they're in some testing gear and they're just people that look like us silly walking across the gym. So it does look like a lot of work. And it is. I tried some last night. I'm like, huh, this feels like the level of work to do Taekwondo kicking because the weight of your whole leg is going along. Any guesses what the average weight of a human leg is?
Heavy, right? I don't know.
26 pounds is what one internet search I did said.
Well, that sounds like a skinny leg.
That's what I thought. But that is 2.5 gallons of paint or 5 chihuahuas. Straight up in the air, some of these silly walks are. That's ankle from the ground way out in front of you, up to waist high or higher for some people, doing that silly walk. And the study found that participants who imitated that lurching high kicking style, that style of walk is 2.5 times more inefficient than normal walking. I like that it's 2.5 times more inefficient, which means you're burning way more energy. So you could do about 11 minutes of that style of walking to equal the American Heart Association's recommended. Yes, the American Heart Association and the American College of Sports Medicine, that would meet their guideline for vigorous activity in a day. That 11 minutes would meet their threshold.
Okay, but like, I'm sure you're pulling muscles, right? Because they are all hunchy and kicky. I mean, like, it's not a, I imagine some sort of physical therapist would be like, no, you can't stand like that.
It's actually very similar in movement to like a Taekwondo rising heel kick or an axe kick in my experience of what I observed and what I tried to imitate. So ergonomically speaking, you're putting a little bit more of your energy into your glutes and quads, but your hips, they still look parallel to shoulders in alignment. So I think it's just a lot more work. Wow. You shouldn't, please don't just start going out silly walking. If you've been on the couch for a long time, do some regular walking first. Build up to your 11 minutes of silly walking.
Huh. Yeah, I'm not going to do that out on my daily walk. Maybe in the basement.
Yeah, joining a martial arts class might be the more efficient way to do these sorts of moves, but this is certainly funnier.
Well, and you know, if there was a Friends episode a long time ago, Phoebe, the blonde kind of wacky one, mm-hmm. is out jogging. And when she jogs, she runs like toddlers run. Her arms are going, her legs are going. She looks like a complete mess, right?
Yes.
And everyone's kind of making fun of her, but she's like, I'm doing this and I'm having fun. So
that's right.
If walking like an inefficient middle management British man makes you happy,
you will have increased oxygen uptake, better energy expenditure, and greater exercise intensity. Huh. And they did cite the studies on you're probably going to laugh more, and that is also good for your body and your brain.
I'm a huge fan of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't tell you their study size was 13 healthy adults aged 22 to 71. In case you're wondering, like, it was a relatively small but compelling results. So, and they suggested if you are not at a place where you can just immediately step off the couch and start silly walking, that any inefficiency in your walking pattern, like just don't even go straight. That's a good start to your silly walk. So baby steps for your silly walking habit.
Yeah. Or like when you go to the beach for, you know, when you haven't been for a while and you're walking through deep sand.
Oh my goodness.
Or
yes.
Rocks. And I always feel like I'm drunk because the sand slides. And so you don't walk in a straight line. You're Captain Jack Sparrowing it across mm-hmm. the beach. And I got to say, you know, you wake up the next morning, you're like,
why does my butt hurt?
I know.
Yeah, your feet and your rear end and your calves. Oh,
huh, silly so that, walking.
Yeah, enjoy some Monty Python in your daily life. I've seen the article headline a few times, so clearly a lot of the internet also likes this. So if you came along for this ride and you already knew that, thank you for staying with us.
And I love that somebody got to write a grant for that. That makes me happy.
Me too. Yes.
Well, you can find us if you need more, if you want to listen to more, if you're out silly walking, you need a podcast, that's what I do. You can find us at brainjunkpodcast.com, or you can listen anywhere you listen to podcasts. Check out our Instagram for fun science and history facts. And Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.